Lesson.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your presence and power that is producing signs and wonders in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for great victories you have given to us in every situation we find ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for making your name produce wonders whenever we use it in prayer. Thank you for those prayers we have prayed before now that you have answered. Thank you for those ones you will answer very shortly. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for how you defend us against the enemy. We thank you for how you make our battles your battles. And you fought for us and gave us victories. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your commitment to helping us and providing for us. Thank you for you have not allowed us to lack good things. You always meet us at the point of our needs. Thank you for doors that you have opened unto us. Doors that you lead us through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for how you guide us and teach us and instruct us through your Holy Spirit in us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opportunities you send to us per time. Praise the Lord. The network was banned. Yeah, we are still praying. We thank you, Lord, for opportunities that you send to us per time so as to produce manifestation of your will for us. Thank you for using us for the salvation of others. Thank you, Lord, for using us to set others free. Thank you for using us to open the eyes of those who have been deceived and those who are in darkness. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the prayers we have prayed in this ministry that you have answered. We thank you for how you always manifest yourself every time we gather together on this platform to pray. We thank you for how you always lead us to pray the right kind of prayers and how you always visit us and touch us and revive us. Thank you, Father. I ask, oh Lord, that as we would be having another prayer session right here, right now, oh Lord, manifest your power and presence as we pray in Jesus' name. And through your power, let your will prevail in our lives. Let your will be done in our lives and situations. Let our prayers be answered. Let breakthroughs, success, progress, and victories happen to us as we pray right here, right now. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than we have asked and we will ask. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I trust the Lord to intervene in your situations. Amen. I'm going to sing some worship songs. And after that, we would go into the prayer points. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, Lord, how excellent is your name. 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 Oh Lord. How powerful. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful, how powerful is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Forever, forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. We are grateful,
for all you have done
for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. You have risen from the dead. You are Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He's Lord. He's Lord. Forever He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your truth. You are the glorious God. We bow before your truth. We worship at your feet. We bow before your truth. You are the glorious God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how great, how great is our God. How great is our Father. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every heart will see how great. He's our God. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is our Father. Great are you, Lord. Great is our Savior. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Jesus. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You're worthy of our praise. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Almighty God, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia, you are the mighty God, the great I am, alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. He's the Almighty God. Hallelujah. He's the Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The great I am. Hallelujah. You are the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Mighty deliverer. Hallelujah. Ancient of days. Hallelujah. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. He's a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker, a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him, praise Him, adore Him, worship Him with your mouth, with your voice, with your soul, with all your mind. Begin to worship the King of Israel. Worship the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. Worship your Father, your Creator, your Lord, your King, your Helper, your Shepherd. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. He is your healer. He is your restorer, your defender, your deliverer. He is your all in all. Worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Worship Him. O Lord of hosts, we praise You. King of Israel. King of glory. King of kings. Lord of lords. King of the universe, the controller of all nations, the controller of times and seasons. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. You are highly lifted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above the highest mountains. You are highly exalted, far above all darkness, all kingdoms of darkness. You are highly lifted, far above principalities and powers and rulers and thrones and dominions. We worship You, Father. You speak and Your words come to pass. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for everything you are doing in my life. God is always working. He has never stopped working. Even in your life, God is working something. So you are going to say, Father, thank you for what you are doing in my life. For I know it will change my life. For I know it will transform my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for what you are doing in my life. For you are doing mighty works in me. You are doing great works in me. And that which you are doing is going to change my life. That which you are doing in me is for my good. That which you are doing in my life is for my good. Thank you for what you are doing will change my life. Thank you, Father, for I know that you are working in my life. Thank you, Lord, for I know that you are working in my spirit. You are working in my soul. You are working in my body. And that which you are doing in me is going to change my life. It's going to lift me up. Is going to make me overcome. Is going to make me victorious. Thank you for what you are doing in me. Thank you, Father, for what you are doing in my life. Thank you for what you are doing in my marriage. Thank you for what you are doing in my career, in my calling, in my ministry. Thank you for you are doing great things. And that which you are doing will change my life. That which you are doing will lift up my life. That which you are doing will promote me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I thank you for the words of promises you have spoken about me. You have spoken concerning me. And I thank you because you will bring them to pass. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the words of promise you have spoken concerning my life. Thank you for I know you will bring them to pass. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for your words of promise you have spoken concerning my life. Your words of promise you have spoken to me. Your words of promise you have written in your word, in your scripture concerning me. Thank you because these words shall come to pass in my life. Thank you, Lord, because you will bring them to pass. Thank you, Father, because you will bring them to pass. Thank you, Lord, because your words shall not go without being fulfilled in my life. As you have said that even the least of your words will not go unfulfilled. Oh Lord, I thank you because the words you have spoken to me, the words of your promises for my life, shall not go without coming to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you because your words of promise for my life shall not fail. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to open your Bible to the book of Psalms. Open your Bible to the book of Psalms. Psalm 91. I know some of you are familiar with that psalm. Psalm 91. I'm going to start from verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah. Now, the secret place of the Most High is invisible. But when you are there, there are a lot of things that are not permitted to happen in your life. When you are in that secret place, a lot of things are not permitted to happen in your life. Why? Because you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah. Yeah, I remember when I used to walk on the road. I used to trek to school. And my school is very far. I mean, my secondary school then was very far from where I live. So I trek for maybe up to an hour or 45 minutes. Yeah, before I reach school. Now, sometimes when I'm coming back from school and the sun is very hot, And I see a tree that have casted a shadow. You know that when the sun is hot, the trees, they will cast their shadow. Yeah. So I could rest a bit under the tree while walking down home. Yeah. So the same thing with you when you are in the secret place of the Most High. It means you'll be under the covering of the Almighty. So God will be closely following you, such that everyone will know that there is a power protecting you. Yeah, even the witches and wizards, we know that there is a power protecting you. That is a presence following you. And because of that presence, they are not permitted to touch you. They are not permitted to hurt you. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You need to be in that secret place of the Most High that guarantees protection. 24 hours protection. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, take me into your secret place that guarantees protection from all evils, protection from all attacks, protection from all deadly attacks. Lord, take me into your secret place. For only in that place can I find true safety. Only in your secret place can I find true safety. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, take me into your secret place. Take me into your secret place. Take me into your secret place that guarantees perfect protection, perfect security from all evils, perfect covering from all evils, that I may be secured in the day, that I may be secured in the night, that I may be secured in the midnight, that I may be secured in every hour of my life. Oh Lord, take me to your secret place. Take me to your secret place where my protection is sure. Take my children to your secret place. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. Because if something happened to them, you will not be at peace. You will not be happy. If something happened to, even to your parents or siblings, pray for them. Ask God to take them into a secret place where protection is sure, where there is perfect security in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Take me, O Lord, into your secret place. Take me into your secret place that guarantees perfect security and safety. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. There is a place God will hide you. And even the forces of darkness will not be able to see you. Yeah. They will not be able to see you. Yeah, they will check you from in their realms, and you will not appear on their system. Yeah, because they have computerized surveillance system in the kingdom of darkness, so they can They can look for anyone in the world. Search anyone in the world. Yeah, but there's a way God will hide you. And when they are looking for you in their kingdoms, they will just not find you. Even though you never left your country, you never left your location, but yet they won't find you because God has hidden you, God hide you. So you're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, hide my spirit, soul, and body. In such a way that forces and realms of darkness will not be able to find me. You're going to say, Father, hide my spirit, soul, and body in such a way that forces of hell, forces of witchcraft, powers of darkness are not able to find me, are not able to see me. Hide me, O God. Hide me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah. We have heard of cases where they sent assassins, armed robbers, to go and kill someone. And they entered into the house. They were looking everywhere. The man is in the house. And they were looking everywhere and they could not see him. So that is a divine hiding. I don't know if that's the word to use to describe it. That is an operation of God that hides people from being seen or discovered by the enemy. That they will come into your room and then they can't find you. Whereas you are there. But yet they can't see you. Say, oh Lord, hide my spirit, soul, and body from being seen and discovered by forces and powers of darkness seeking to hurt me. Hide me, O Lord. 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 Continue to pray like that. You can be walking on the street and gunshots is going everywhere. And yet, gunshots could not touch you. Why? Because you have been hidden. You just keep seeing bullets flying. But it just cannot touch you. It is because you have been hidden by God. Arrows of destruction flying about. Arrows of sicknesses and diseases flying about. They will just keep flying and they can't touch you because you have been hidden by God. Say, oh Lord, hide me. Hide me from being discovered by forces and powers of darkness seeking to terminate my life, seeking to hurt me. Hide me, oh Lord. Hide me in your secret place. Hide me in your secret place. Hide me in your secret place. Such that I become invisible to the powers that are coming to destroy my life. Such that I become unseen to the forces that are coming to destroy my life. kind to me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, there was a time that Jesus said some things in the synagogue about himself and about God. And the people were so furious. They were so angry that they fell upon him. They grabbed him. And they were going to throw him. They were going to throw him off a very high cliff, a very high hill or mountain. But something happened. The Bible said that Jesus somehow supernaturally hid himself. And Jesus walked in the midst of them. We're talking about a mob, I don't know if that's the way they call it, a mob of people, who have, who surrounds you and, they were going to destroy you, and somehow they just cannot see you again. And the next time they will see you, they say, oh, you're just walking, you're just somewhere distant to them. So that was what happened. Jesus hid himself. And then he walked through the midst of them. And they could not do anything to him. Yeah, these are the kind of miracles of safety that will be happening to Christians that are in a secret place in these last days. Because in these last days, our lives will be targeted by the kingdoms of darkness. Yeah. Especially the lives of those that are a threat to them, which means the lives of Christians will be targeted by the kingdoms of darkness. They want to kill Christians. They want to end the lives of Christians. So this is the time that God will be doing this, that kind of miracle where he will just hide you. And the evil they have planned will not be able to touch you. So I still want you to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, hide me in your secret place so that the evils the enemy has planned to happen to me begin to fail. Say, Father, hide me in your secret place so that the evils the devil has programmed in each day of my life to happen to me begin to fail. Open your mouth and pray like that. De heshe ketashnada. Hande de kajian tebalashnada. Masho jeneke hesa shinagala. Nihate jishanabala. Hide me, O Lord, in your secret place. Hide me, O Lord, in your secret place. There are organizations, secret demonic organizations that are planning how you will die. You might not know when they will execute the plans. It might not be this year, it might not be next year. Yeah, but you need this prayer that we are praying right now. There are terrible forces of darkness that want to cut short your life. Whether you are aware of it or not, just pray. Say, oh Lord, hide me in your secret place. Hide me in your secret place such that all the evil Satan has programmed ahead of me fail to touch me, so that all the evil Satan and his host, all the evils that the kingdoms of darkness have programmed to happen to me, fail to reach me, fail to touch me. Oh Lord of hosts, hide me in your secret place. Hide me in your secret place. Hide every part of my body in your secret place. Hide every part of my soul in your secret place. Your secret place of safety. Your secret place of perfect security. Hide every part of my spirit in that secret place, such that all the evils the enemy have programmed to happen to me in my days on earth, so that none of them succeed, so that none of them will touch me and reach me. Hide me, O Lord, in your secret place. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, maybe you don't know that in the kingdom of darkness, one of the things they have to do is feasting on human flesh and human blood. They just have to do it. Is how their kingdom progresses. Yeah. In fact, their life is attached to it. They just have to do it. Is how they continue to survive. They must feast on human flesh and human blood. Yeah. In fact, the agents of darkness, the agents in the kingdom of darkness, they get more promotion as they donate more human flesh and blood. As they give more human flesh and blood, they get promotion. Yeah. So to tell you that they are looking for your life. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just telling you this so that you're not careless in the place of prayer, so that you will live your life carefully. So you need to be aware that there are forces that don't want you to live. Yeah, because they are using people's life to prolong their lives. I don't know if you're getting the point. So these demonic creatures or witchcraft personalities, they feed on human life to extend their own lives. Yeah. So you need to understand that there are people looking for your life. Yeah, you need to be aware of that as a Christian. So when you're aware of that, you will know how not to live in sin. Because if you continue to live in sin, you become a prey to them. When they are coming to attack you, they will succeed because you are living in sin. And then you also know how to be very prayerful. Yeah, so that is why I'm telling you these things. It is real. Very real. Very real. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, Let the blood of Jesus cover me. Yeah, you're going to say, let the blood of Jesus cover me and make my flesh and blood untouchable to the flesh eaters and blood drinkers. Yeah. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, let the blood of Jesus cover me and make my flesh and blood untouchable to the flesh eaters and blood drinkers in the dark kingdom. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nehashe de Dioribatashla, Zishigetujan de Vashdea. Say, blood of Jesus, cover me. Blood of Jesus, cover me. Make me untouchable. Make my flesh and blood untouchable to the flesh eaters and blood drinkers of the dark kingdom. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, cover me. Yeshene getashabala. Gidande ketashdenia. Mashijia tesusala. Nashana teshidagala. Mashdenike gidiandishada. Blood of Jesus, cover me. Blood of Jesus, cover me. Cover my body, soul, and spirit. Make my flesh and blood untouchable to the flesh eaters and blood drinkers of the dark kingdom. In the name of Jesus, make my flesh and blood untouchable. Blood of Jesus, make my flesh and blood untouchable. Blood of Jesus, make my flesh and blood untouchable to the demons assigned from hell against my life. Make my flesh and blood untouchable. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You need to understand that people can be killed and yet they are still moving about on the ground. I mean, they are still breathing. But yet they have already been killed in the realm of the spirit. Yeah. And the witchcraft realms, they know how to do this a lot. Yeah. And sometimes they might have killed a part of your spirit. Maybe that part of your spirit that loves God, that part of your spirit that loves prayer, that part of your spirit that love to do spiritual things, to study the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God, they might have they can kill that part in the realm of darkness. And then you just realize that every time you want to do those things, it is just so difficult for you. Yeah, it is spiritual should I call it spiritual debt or should I call it spiritual barrier? It's like they have killed that part and have buried it. So such that every time you try to access that part of your spirit, it becomes difficult. So you're going to pray. I want you to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus bring back to life every part of me that have been killed and buried in the realms of darkness, in the realms of witchcraft, in the realms of hell. Resurrection power of Jesus, bring them back to life. Bring them back to life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nisheke tanda hadjala. Dashi jeba tesenela. In the name of Jesus, every part of me that has been killed and buried in the realms of darkness and witchcraft, let the resurrection power of Jesus bring them back to life. Resurrection power of Jesus, bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back to life. In the name of Jesus, every part of my spirit that has been killed and buried in the realms of the grave, in the realms of hell, in the realms of witchcraft, in the realms of darkness, right now I command that the resurrection power of Jesus bring them back to life. Resurrection power of Jesus, bring them back to life. 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 Every part of my spirit, every part of my body, every part of my soul that has been killed and buried in the realms of darkness, in the realms of witchcraft, by the resurrection power of Jesus, come back to life. Come back to life. Shende deke tantalagala. Hinele jijineata. Majuande tuzanashda. Gedigeti giyande titejela. Mashna bhashda. Niyasu salashda. Tejujene de jiriala. Come back to life. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Come back to life right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? Yeah, they do that also to cut short people's lives. Over 90% of human beings on earth are not dying at the age God wants them to die. The majority of people don't live up to their age. I mean, don't live up to the years they should live on earth. Majority of people. Majority of people. Yeah, and it's because the dark kingdom cut short their lives. It is not God that cut short their lives. It is the enemy. So you are still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every witchcraft barrier that has been done to cut short my life. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every witchcraft barrier that has been done to cut short my life. Right now, in Jesus' name, begin to pray like that. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every witchcraft barrier that has been done to reduce my lifespan. Every witchcraft barrier that has been done to cut short my life, be destroyed by the resurrection power of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High demands that you take serious your relationship with the Most High. Yeah. It demands that you take seriously your relationship with the Most High. Yeah, many Christians joke with their personal relationship with God. And that is how they become vulnerable to all kinds of attacks from the enemy. Yeah. Many Christians have sacrificed their relationship with God to gain things in the end, to gain earthly things. Some people sacrifice their relationship with God to gain a good job. I mean, because of a job that looks good. So they sacrifice their relationship with God because of a job. They can't spend time with God. They can't seek God. They can't draw closer to God because of one job. You want to waste your life. You are because of a job or something, a business or an activity or whatever you get busy with. You because of something not draw closer to God because of something. You are not praying for the number of hours you used to pray before because of something. It means you want to waste your life. Yeah, because sooner the enemy will get you. Yeah, they will get you. And before you know it, you are gone. Yeah. So to dwell in the secret place of the Most High is to take seriously your relationship with God. I can never sacrifice my relationship with God for anything, not even for ministry. I don't care if I don't preach or teach as I care about my personal relationship with God. I don't mind not teaching and preaching or doing ministry for a year, inasmuch as my relationship with God remains. Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, so nothing should take away your personal relationship with God. So you are going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every confusion, deception, and worldly distractions that is taking away my personal relationship with God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy distractions in my mind, confusion in my mind, deception in my mind that is drawing me away from the Lord, destroying my personal fellowship with the Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed. Whatsoever in me that is drawing me far from the Lord, be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus. Anything that gets your attention the most is able to destroy your relationship with God. Anything that gets your focus, your interest the most, is able to destroy your relationship with God. So ask God to destroy that thing before it will destroy your life. Say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy whatsoever is in me that is taking me away from the Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High It is from the secret place. That you control time. It is from the secret place that you control your timeline. You control what should happen to you, or you determine what should happen to you. And what should not happen to you. You control the affairs in your environment from the secret place. From the secret place. You determine how your day should be from the secret place. You determine how your week should be from the secret place. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, Father, take me to your secret place, where authority to control time and seasons can be found. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, take me to your secret place. We have the power to control time and seasons, the power to control the affairs of my life, the power to control the affairs of my days, the activities of my days, can be found. Take me to that secret place. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The hashtag tenaga bilen de ko jana teshada bilen de jujene kisiziana. Lord, take me to your secret place. We have the power to rule over time and days. The power to enforce your will upon every day. The power to enforce your will to happen in every day of my life can be found. Take me to that secret place. Take me to that secret place. Take me to that place in you. Take me to that place in you. We have the authority to control the things that should to control the things that happen in my days can be found. Take me to that place, O Lord. Take me to that place in you. We have the authority to control times and seasons can be found. The authority to make each day of my life agree with your will. The authority to make each day of my life agree with your plans can be found. Lord, take me to that place. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. either dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place of the Most High. Is for you to dwell in. All the time. Meaning that. Is where you are all the time. Is for you to be there all the time. Not that you just come in and leave. Yeah, it's not just where you visit often. It's where you're supposed to live all the time. Where you're supposed to be all the time. So the secret place of the Most High is in the Spirit. Is in the realm of the Spirit. So as a Christian, you're supposed to be in the Spirit all the time. Yeah, that is where you will be preserved. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. That is the secret place of the Most High. In the Spirit, not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Yeah, some people were asking questions. When they had news of how some powerfully anointed ministers of God, how they were just dying. Some of them, they entered a plane, and then the plane crashed, and they died. And so people were asking, are they not powerful men of God? Are they not anointed men of God? How come they just die like chicken? How come they just die like that? Now, the truth is, if you step out of the Spirit, you become vulnerable to all kinds of attacks. If you step out of the realm of the Spirit, you become vulnerable to all kinds of attacks. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. You become vulnerable. So you must not dwell in the flesh. You must dwell in the Spirit. For that is where your life will be preserved. So you're going to pray. I don't know how Christians... I don't know how Christians find joy in the flesh. I mean, in being carnal. I don't know how Christians find joy in being carnal and not in being spiritual. Yeah, because I cannot find joy. I mean, I don't know how to be happy when I'm carnal. Yeah, I don't even know how to stay in the flesh. I don't know. It's difficult for me. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength and grace to always dwell in the Spirit. to always live in the Spirit. Say, I receive strength and grace to always dwell in the Spirit, to always live in the Spirit. It's not so simple to always live in the Spirit. It goes along with sacrifices, discipline. It goes along with death to self. You keep dying. You keep denying all the desires of the flesh and this world. Say, I receive strength. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength. I receive grace to always dwell in the Spirit. You need to know that the angels that have been assigned to protect you, they become strong when you are in the Spirit. And they become weak when you are in the flesh. Those angels become strong to protect you when you are in the Spirit. But they become weak when you are in the flesh. Say, I receive grace to always dwell in the Spirit. This is a very serious issue. Well, I don't know if it's serious in your mind. Say, I receive grace and strength to always dwell in the Spirit and not in the flesh. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There are many rooms in the Spirit. There are many rooms in the realm of the Spirit. Yeah, just as you could have a building that has many rooms, the same way there are many rooms in the realm of God. Many rooms. And you could literally enter into those rooms and operate from there. Yeah. So that was why when I was when I wrote an article about the secret place, I made mention of secret places. Secret places. So there's a secret place, and then there are secret places inside the secret place. Yeah, there are rooms in the spirit realm, and you could literally enter into these rooms and operate from there. You're going to pray. There are some of these rooms many Christians don't get to enter before they die. Yeah. And it is important that you enter into these rooms. Yeah. Because from there, you change the face of your destiny. From there, you command the manifestation of your destiny. So therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, take me into the rooms in your Spirit. that I must enter for my destiny to manifest, for my calling to manifest, for my spiritual abilities to manifest. Say, Father, take me into the rooms of your spirit that I must enter for my destiny to manifest, for my calling to manifest, for my spiritual gifts and abilities to manifest. Take me into those rooms. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nishi tera diala, neshene getetenea, majuja neblian trishina. Take me into the rooms in your spirit. Take me into the rooms in your spirit that I must enter for my life to experience a great transformation. The rooms in your spirit I must enter for my destiny to manifest as it is. Oh Lord of hosts, take me into those rooms. Take me into those rooms. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if you are passionate about this prayer. I don't know if you are concerned. So Lord, take me into those rooms now. In the name of Jesus. The rooms in you that I must enter to be able to command the manifestation of my calling and destiny. In the end, take me to those rooms. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I need to say this. And I hope you will understand it as I understand it. Let's say that today is a new day, and of course, for some of us here, today is already a new day. Yeah. And you wake up from the bed to go through that new day. Yeah. To live that new day. Do you know that there are different ways you could live that day? Or maybe I should say, how do I explain it? The day is innocent. That new day is innocent. And there are so many things that could happen to you in that new day. So many good things that could happen to you in that new day you woke up and found yourself. But do you know that it's possible that none of those good things will happen to you, even though God has placed them in that new day to happen to you? Yeah. So none of them those good things might not happen if you don't know how to make them happen, or how to position yourself in that day to experience those good things. These things I'm telling you, God practically taught me. He practically taught me these things. So I realized how each day is innocent. And I discovered how I could wrongly position myself and throughout that day, nothing good will happen to me. And I also found out how I could rightly position myself and throughout the day, good things will keep happening to me. Now, when I say good things, I do not mean that some unpleasant things might not happen, but even if those unpleasant things happen, they become unpleasant to others, not to me. Even if those even if things of trouble happen, they affect others, they don't affect me. Yeah, because I have positioned myself in a way that throughout that day, only good things will be happening to me. And I might not be the only one in that day, or even I might not be the only one in that location or in the house. Yeah, but only me would see that day as a good day. Despite the fact that the same situation happened to all of us. I mean, all of us saw the negative situation, but it affects them, but did not affect me. Though we were all in the situation. It's affecting others, it's not affecting me. Why? Because of how I have positioned myself in that day. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I know you might not understand what I'm saying. But that's the best way I can explain it. So there's a way you can position yourself in each day, and everything that will happen to you will be good. And everything God has placed in that day to happen to you is what will happen. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me an anointing that will teach me how to properly position myself in each day you have given to me to experience the good things you have placed in each day for me. So Lord, give me an anointing that will teach me how to properly position myself in each day of my life on earth to experience the good things you have placed in each day for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me an anointing. Give me an anointing that will teach me how to properly position my mind, how to properly position my spirit in every day you have given to me, so that I get the good things you have placed in each day for me. Put on me the anointing that will teach me how to do this. There is how to do it. There is how to do it. It is not what devil has put in the days of your life that should be happening to you. It is what God has put in those days that should happen. Say, Lord, give me that anointing that will teach me to properly position my spirit and soul and body to experience every good thing you have placed in each day for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I have said it some time ago. I said there are two major forces controlling the universe. And you know what I mean by universe? I'm not only talking about the earth that you are in. I'm talking about all the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars. Yeah, two forces controlling the entire universe. And I said number one is the force of fear. Number two is the force of love. Fear and love. Yeah, so fear controls the universe to go in a negative direction. Love controls the universe to go in a positive direction. So if your life is full of fear, what God has put in each day for you will not happen. Yeah, because when you are afraid, the enemy becomes stronger. Darkness becomes stronger. Yeah. And whatsoever you are afraid of becomes stronger than you. Whatsoever you are afraid of rules over you and will oppress you and will conquer you. Whatsoever you are afraid of. So if your life is driven by fear, forgetting, you will be defeated by the enemy, even by death. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my life from the spirit of fear that is controlling the world, controlling the universe. So you're going to say, I disconnect my life. And you must mean it. As you're praying the prayer, you must also be making a decision to not fear anymore. Yeah. So you're going to say, I disconnect my life from the spirit of fear that is controlling the earth, controlling the universe, I disconnect my life now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, I release my mind. I remove my mind. I remove my soul, my spirit, my body from the grip of the spirit of fear that is controlling the universe. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself. I disconnect myself from the power of fear, from the force of fear, from the spirit of fear that is controlling the world. I disconnect myself now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, in the book of Revelation, so some of you are familiar with that verse. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Yeah, many people, they just stop at that point where it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They don't read the part that says, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Yeah. So how did those people overcome the dragon, Satan? They were not afraid to die. That was how they overcame. Yeah, another translation says, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Yeah, that was how the New Living Translation put it. They did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. That was how they defeated the beast, the dragon, Satan, the Antichrist, the forces of hell. They were fearless. Usually those that are afraid of death are those who dies. Yeah. Those who fear death are those who die. Yeah. And that confirms what I said, that what you fear is stronger than you. What you fear will rule over you. So my question is, are you afraid to die? Do you fear death? Yeah. If you fear death, then you are weak. Yeah, very weak. Yeah, because devil will use that fear to capture you. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the heart to fear nothing. Or maybe you say, I receive a fearless heart. Yeah. I receive a heart that don't fear. Even in the presence of death. Yeah, in Psalm 23, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yeah, I will fear no evil. See, I receive the heart to fear nothing. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Because once you have fear, you are vulnerable. Yeah. Even once you begin to fear sickness, disease, it will not go. That sickness will not go. You will use all the drugs in this world. The sickness will not go. Because you are afraid of the sickness. Yeah. You're afraid that it will kill you. You're afraid that it will not go. Because you're afraid that it will not go. That is why it will not go. That is how dangerous fear is. Yeah. See, I receive the heart. I receive the heart to be fearless. I receive the heart that does not fear. I receive the mind that does not fear. Yeah, how was Jesus able to walk on water? He was able to walk on water because there is no single fear in the mind of Jesus. No single fear in his mind. That was how he was able to walk on water. Yeah, of course, the anointing to walk on water is there, but if there was a fear, he would not be able to walk on water. Say, I receive the heart to fear nothing in the name of Jesus. I receive the heart that have no fear in the name of Jesus. I receive the heart that don't fear even in the presence of death. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, I receive the heart that don't fear. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 7 more prayer points. You are going to talk to God. Remember that I said love is another force in the universe, especially love that is dying, a love that dies, as in you die because you love, like the love Jesus showed to humanity. Because he loved, he died. Yeah. So that kind of sacrificial love, the love that because you have it, you forsake even your own life. You forsake even your desires. Because you have that love, you forsake everything because of that love. Those are the kind of love that controls the universe, that makes the universe go in a positive direction. So if there are many people with that kind of love, they can literally change the course of time. They can pray and say, God, let this and this never happen. And that will never happen. Why? Because they have that love that controls the universe. Yeah, they have a love that operates by death. Yeah, that's the kind of love that controls the universe. The love that operates by death. Meaning that you die to everything to show that love. You die to everything. You die to yourself, die to your passions, die to your pleasures, die to whatever you have, your possessions. You consider that you don't have anything because you love. That kind of love that controls the universe to go in a positive direction. So you're going to pray. And usually those that are perfect in that kind of love, they will have no fear. Yeah, and that is why the Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Yeah, for the strength of fear is death. Yeah, and if you have died, then you have no fear anymore. Because what is making fear strong is because you don't want to die. But if you have died to everything that people are living for in the world, then fear will not be in your life. Yeah. I'm not teaching. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me perfect in your love. Make me perfect in your love. Many Christians claim they have love, but when that love is being tested, they fail. When God tests that love, they failed. Yeah. So, Father, make me perfect in your love, so that I may see all your will come to pass in my life. Make me perfect in your love. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, make me have a love that is willing to die. A love that makes me to die to the pleasures of the flesh, to the pleasures of the world. Make me have that kind of love that make me even forsake my whole life to please you. And to serve others. Make me have that kind of love. Make me perfect in your love. So that I may see all your will come to pass in my life, calling, and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, open your heaven over my life. You're going to say, Father, open your heaven upon my life. And let everything become possible in my life. Let everything become possible unto me. Open your heaven over my life. And let everything become possible unto me. Every good thing, let them become possible. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Open your heaven over my life. Open your heaven over my life. Open your heaven over my life. Make everything become possible. Every good thing, make them possible. Make them possible in my life, in my days, in my career, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny, in my business, in my home, in my marriage. Make every good thing possible. Every good thing, make them possible. Let your heaven open over me. Let your heaven open over my life. And let that open heaven, make every good thing possible in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my ears. To hear those things you are saying to me. Do you know that God is speaking to many people, but they cannot hear? Because they are deaf. They are spiritually deaf. So it's possible that God is saying a lot of things to you, but you cannot hear. Yeah, say, Father, open my ears to hear those things you are saying to me at this time. Open my ears. Open my ears. Open my ears. Begin to pray like that. The jagged tag of Allah, Nahashe Dikidiana, Tashto Dene Hemashisala. Open my ears, open my ears to hear everything you are saying to me. Open my ears right now, in the name of Jesus. Open my ears right now, open my ears right now, open my ears right now. Open my ears right now, in the name of Jesus. Open my ears to hear what you are saying to me now. I want to hear what you are saying. I want to hear what you are saying. I want to hear what you are saying. Because there is something you are saying now. There is something you are telling me now. Oh Lord, open my ears to hear them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 4 more prayer points. Yeah. As we were praying that prayer point, asking God to open our ears. I heard the voice of the Lord saying that they will be tested. Yeah, like you will be tested. If you will have your ears opened. So meaning that God will begin by telling you something, maybe an instruction. And if you don't do it, he will not talk to you again. As in, he will not talk to you until you do it. Something like that. That's what he meant by they will be tested. Yeah. So, which means that hearing from God is connected to obeying God. So, God don't like to speak to people that don't want to obey him, that don't obey him. Yeah. That don't obey him and that don't want to obey him. Those set of people, God don't want to speak to them. Yeah. Because God gets more angry after you have spoken and you don't follow the instruction. So instead of him destroying you in his anger, he will prefer not to talk to you. Yeah. So let's say after this prayer session, God impressed something on your heart. And you know that God has put this thing on my mind to do this thing. Now, if you don't do it, he might not do that thing again to you. He might not put any other thing in your mind again. He might not talk to you again until you do that thing. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So you need a heart of obedience if you want to hear from God. Talk to God. Yeah. Say, Father, give me an obedient heart, or help me to be obedient to your voice and instructions. I want to continue to hear you. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, give me an obedient heart. Give me an obedient heart that will keep my ears opened to hear from you. Give me an obedient heart that is ready to do anything you say. An obedient heart that is ready to follow any instruction you give. An obedient heart that is ready to obey your word. Give me that heart. Or maybe God has spoken to you some time ago. Can you remember what he said that time? And did you do it? Yeah. Did you do it? Go and do it. Yeah. Go and do it. May the Lord give you an obedient hand. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have 30 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, launch me into the season where success happen to me. Launch me to this season where I will experience success, progress, victories, blessings. Oh Lord, put me in that season. Put me in that season. I'll begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, put me in the season where my success will come. Put me in the season where my success manifests. Where my breakthroughs manifest. Where my victory and progress manifest. Put me in that season. Put me in that season. Put me in that season where my struggle come to an end. Where my suffering come to an end. Where my pains and sorrow come to an end. Launch me into that season. In the name of Jesus, Father, launch me into that season right now, where I experience great blessings, great blessings, great honor, great blessings, great favor. Put me in that season. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let every habit and attitude that I have that is disqualifying me from receiving from the Lord, from receiving help from the Lord, from receiving blessings from the Lord. Let that attitude die right now. Let that habit die right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Attitude and habit disqualify me from receiving from the Lord, from receiving grace from the Lord, from receiving mercy from the Lord, from receiving helps and blessings from the Lord. Die right now in the name of Jesus. Die right now. Die right now. Every attitude and habit that I have that is disqualifying me from receiving helps and blessings from the Lord, die right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, guide me by your Holy Spirit to do those things that will facilitate the works of the angels you have sent into my life. Yeah, because we have Christians that they keep doing what their angels hate. The angels God has sent into their lives to carry out the will of God in their lives. They keep doing what the angels hate. They are not cooperating with the angel. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, guide me by your Holy Spirit to do those things that we facilitate, that we enhance the work you have sent your angel to do in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, guide me by your Holy Spirit to do those things that will enhance the work you have sent your angels to do in my life. To do those things that will support, that we allow the works you have sent your angels to do in my life to prosper. Oh Lord, guide me to do those things. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the steps I need to take that will make the operations of your angels in my life to be successful. Lord, lead me to take those steps in the name of Jesus. Guide me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O Lord, our God, our help in times of need, our helper, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, for there is none like you, Father. You are greater than all, stronger than all, mightier than all. You are above all. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, El Shaddai. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Father, these are your people looking up to you for help and strength and interventions. I ask, O Lord, that you visit every life right here, right now. O Lord, visit every life and release their helps to them in the name of Jesus. As many who believe in you, as many in this place who trust in you, O Lord, show them that you are faithful. In the name of Jesus, command and authorize the manifestation of your will in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, command your blessings to appear in their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, reverse those things that the enemy has done in their lives, those evil things. Oh Lord, reverse them now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall excel, and your excellence shall be unlimited. You shall excel beyond limits in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall be strong. You shall be stronger than the forces coming to crush you. You shall be strong, and you shall face those forces and crush them in the name of Jesus. The power of God shall become your power. The strength of God shall become your strength. You shall have testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.